The Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that we know it's a mitzvah medivri Kabbalah for a person to send shlachmonis ishlevayehu, as is the Gemara, as I pass in the Ramon, Tov Yisalihei. It's the Meisah, it's the meaning of Klal Yisrael, it's the Mekayim, this mitzvah of Mehidur, as we're going to see Beis Hashem, all the different halachas, all the different chumras, all the different inyonim, all of being the Mekayim, this mitzvah as well as possible. But before we start with the Etzem mitzvah and the Gedoya mitzvah, of it's Kedai also to know what's Pshat. What is the Pshat in the mitzvah of Shlachmonis? So the Meisah, we have a famous Machloikis. What is the Pshat in Shlachmonis? So the Trumas Hadeshen, Semen Kuf Yud Aleph, tells us asoy. The reasons of the Trumas Hadeshen, why we give Shlachmonis, is Tzorchei Su'uda. As we look at the Trumas Hadeshen, is we want people to have Su'uda, and therefore we give Shlachmonis today that the Anim will have a Su'uda. So you'll ask, why give to everybody? So there's a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that we give to everybody. Why? Kedei not to embarrass somebody that hasn't got. This way we give to everyone, and no one will be embarrassed. As we look at the Chassam Sofer. Obar Koponim, the Trumas Hadeshen learns that the reason for Shlachmonis is Tzorchei Su'uda. However, comes along with Shlomo Alkavitz, famously in the Sefer Monos Levi, and he writes over there beautiful, and he says that his reason for Shlachmonis is to be marib sholim v'reis, to be marib love in Klal Yisrael, right? Ben Adam Mechaveir, as is it with Shlomo Alkavitz. Now the Ksav Sefer says that we have to try be mekayim both of these shitas. So I brought, I have Be'etzim 25, but I'm going to only say about 10 or 11 nafkaminas between them, and the nafkaminas are alocha lemaisa, not stam lomdas. There's alocha lemaisa and nafkaminas due to two reasons. Again, let's get it clear. Reasons are A, Tzorchei Su'uda, B, to be marba reyes in Klal Yisrael. So, first nafkamina would be Be'etzim, it's before Shira Ramah already. What happens?
To be marba reyes,
Shalom reyes in Klal Yisrael. What are the nafkaminas? Again, we're going to go flying through the nafkaminas one by one as slow as we possibly can. The first nafkamina is what happens if he doesn't want to accept it? He doesn't. He says, thank you very much to Shlachmonis, I don't want it. So, Lemaisa, if the reason is Al Suda, hearing what Mekayim Suda, he never kept it. Oh, but if the reason is Al Marba Reyes, so it's the thought that counts, Ki'ilu. As a Mela, you will be Yaitza. Now, Lemaisa, the Trumas Hadeshen, the time, obviously you won't be Yaitza. Okay, we're not going to go into the different Shitas, Kebetz, and the Ramah Paskins, that you are Yaitza, even though it doesn't accept it in the Pichodesh Hartakasha, what's Pratt in the Ramah, he's going to one side. Oh, this is already long, so we're not going to get into. Second of Kamina, Yerushalayim to Bnei Barak. What happens if you give someone that's Chayiv on a different day? So if it's also Su'uda, no, very good, it's not his day of Su'uda right now. And Mamela, you will not be Yaitza according to Trumas Hadeshen. Oba, if the reason is as marbe shalom v'reis, Zavadi, you're going to be Yaitza. Because at the end of the day, he's so happy that you gave him something, even though it's not on the day of Purim. So the most, that's another nafkamina. Nafkamina number three, divrei toira. Let's say you send your whole book of Chidushei Torah that you wrote this man, and you give it to somebody else on Purim. The Maisa, if the reason is also Trumas Hadeshen, which is Al Suda, the Sabbath, you're not Yaitza. But if the reason is as Marbe Shalom Vereyes, the Chayyur could be Yesh La'ayin Badova, or it could be that you're going to be Yaitza, because Amodika Shalom Vereyes when he gets to Chidushei Torah. Now, for the minute number four, what happens if there's nobody at home? Sometimes you come to you win the Shlachmonis a bit late. The guy's already gone to his Suda. He doesn't receive it. So now it could be you. We're not Yotzer according to everyone. That will get to the Maisa. Oh, but sometimes if he doesn't know who sent it, for example, is the Maisa als Suda you Yotzer? Because the Maisa has got food for his Suda. Oh, but if the reason is that's Marba Shalom Bereis, but he has no idea who sent it, so Rishkoyach, what's it Marba Reyes, Bachlal? He doesn't know who it was. We're at Nafkamina number five. Nafkamina number five, you're paying someone back a favor. It's very negeya. When someone did something and you have a koresat toif for him, for what he did, and you pay him back, so to speak, with the shlachmonis. So again, al suda could be your yotze, because the maisi has food for suda. About shalom bereis, no. What does he feel? A goes to suda, shalom bereis. Shkoyach, he's paying me back for the favor that I did for him. Could be you're not yotze in that case. Nafkamina number six, am I saying? Moyodik. Nafkamina number six, how about you give him something that me, the noisin, the person that gives it, is osa to eat? Right? So the Maisa, Al Suda, he has it because he can eat it. Al Marbe Shalom Bereis, the guy that glue Shkurich, he doesn't need the Hechsher anyway. So Bali gives it to me. So the Maisa, and Nachanami, according to the second reason, you wouldn't be Yaitza. Reason Nafkamina number seven, I think we're holding now, right? If it gets ruined on the way, right? Sometimes you come to wherever you're going for the Suda, and the glass plate, the tray, smashed on the way. It's Lemaisa, Lefis Uda. right? The Maisi wasn't the Yitzchak because the whole thing smashed and fell all over the floor, and you bring him some, you know, dirty whatever it is, leftovers. And you're not Yitzchak Suda. Oh, but it's Marvin Shalom Vivayas again. It's the thought that counts. He saw that you made the effort. Could be a Yitzchak according to that reason. Nafkamina number 8. How about you get very Megaya? How about you give him something and he knows this is your leftover Shlachmanis? Right? You come at the end of the day with some rewrap and you ripped off the label over there because he realized this is somebody's reused, recycled Shlachmanis. So again, Al Suda, it's Poshut Yoytza. Or but Al Marbereis, Shkoyach, what have you been Yoytza Bachlal? The Mice is not Marbereis. You give me your leftovers that you don't want in your house before Pesach, just Kenzan, you're not Yoytza, and that Nafkamina. Nafkamina number 9. What if you give to a stranger? Mudik enough to mean Allah alamaitz this one. You walk up to someone in the street and you give them a shlachmanis. So, if it's al suda, pasha shu yaitza. But marabarei is a state ishtarayeyu. With Moshe Feinstein, the Allah alamaitz paskins, if you give it to someone that you don't know, you're not yaitza, the mitzvah shlachmanis. Because it's a state ishtarayeyu. You're going to be marabarei. If you're going to be raised with this guy, mech this is yaitza. So the maitz of Moshe paskins, in that case, about you're not going to be yaitza. Nafkamina number 10. Nafkamina number 10, no, you're there about this one. Or if a man gives to a woman or a woman gives to a man, so again, Al Suda, no, they're a Yaitza, they got Suda. Of a Marbarez, Hashem Yirachim on that. I never has over there, Simon, you know, we're not going to get into. And the last Nafkamina is, what happens if you give him something that's Mamish Treif, Poshet Treif? Push a treif, lay them heels at treif, or he found an altar at its treif, whatever it may be. It's lemaitza you could taina al sudi yizicha not yaitza. About marbereis could be a yaitza. But again, we try to mekayim all the shitas as those with the ksav soifa. We try to get both. Lav dafki yaitza, as we're going to see different examples in a moment. Now. Shlachmanis, why do we not make a bracha on Shlachmanis? A beautiful mitzvah that Chazal told us. We make many brachas on mitzvahs. Why do we not make a specific bracha on Shlachmanis? So a few reasons brought down the Poskim is as follows. Shlomo Zalman said that if you make a bracha, imagine, you can just imagine what's going on. The guy's making a bracha, he says, Baruch HaTot Mamish with Allah Kabonis, he gives it over Kiddush Koyach. Very nice. You've been making a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. It reduces the avos of Shlomo Zalman when you make a bracha, right? The famous Meisah from the Briska. The Briska went over to the door and he wanted to make sure he's yotz the sheet in the Gemara in Yuma over there that's over Lassi Asan. So he makes sure to make the bracha before the guy opens the door. Because once the guy's opened the door, his wife is going to grab it from him and he's not made the bracha over Lassi Asan. So he makes the bracha before the guy opens the door, and then the wife answers and says, my husband's going to come back in a minute. And he goes, no. Hefsek, he made the bracha already. He's lemaisa, Shlomo Zalman says, avada, avada, we don't make a bracha because it reduces the av of the mitzvah. It's good, no, not a mitzvah, very nice. As lemaisa, Shlomo Zalman says, we don't make a bracha for that reason. Now, let me go back to Arukas HaBoisim, says another reason. So the Arukas HaBoisim poshet, because we make a bracha on something that you would not have done otherwise, if not, Chazal would not have told us. Memela, presents is something that everyone gives to everyone. And Memela, since presents is something you normally give to people, we can't be there on a bracha like that. For example, Megillah, you'll never do if not Chazal. Lulav, you're never going to shake if not for the Torah. Memela, those things you make a bracha. Am I shaking? You're giving a present? No, giving a present up there is a normal thing. And above it, it's Beseda, and you don't make a bracha. Now, Lomagan Baita. The Maritzchias, there's many different Perushim of here, is Lemaisa, we send it, it's because of the Nes, so it's included in Sha'osa Nisim, Modik Apshat. It's including the Bracha Sha'osa Nisim, Lemaisa. So Modik is out. Let me again back to their mitzvahs, we know, the Reb Chi Pesach Frank, for example, says in Mikoy Kodesh, that he wants to taina any mitzvah ben Odon Chaveroi, we don't make a bracha. This is a mitzvah ben Odon Chaveroi. So that's the Gabi bracha. Now, Vada, we know Zuvizim Adim and the mitzvahs. The earlier you make, the earlier you do the Shlachmonis and the kindness, wonderful mitzvah, the better. We spoke out already last time. It's a machlokes apoiskim if a person's allowed to eat breakfast. Koidem Shlachmonis. Reif apoiskim hold, you should not eat lechatchila. Not that it's also, but lechatchila, you shouldn't eat the Shlachmonis. We said yesterday, and I think Lani has died to get zicha b'meikah like this sheet because it's a wonderful swara, and that's what Vilashev Zatzal. But a vada lechatchila, it's mutter gobble for a person to eat. Koidem, he gives the shlachmonis. Because like I said, b'shem Rav Eliashiv Zatzal is a vada. Every yeda zach that you eat on the heilige yom of Purim is a chelik of the sudas mitzvah. And Ramele, what's the difference between sudas mitzvah and then shlachmonis? Both of them are mitzvah, it's a yom. And Ramele said, halacha lemaisa vada, we're coming up on the shir. You can vada eat breakfast before the giving of the shlachmonis. But again, then maybe there's a hiddur to be yotza ala shitas to go baita. Now, lemaisa baita. The Ksav Sofer says in Gittin Chov Beis that Avada Lechatchila, you're supposed to send Shlachmonis with a Shliach But the Mishleach, what's the Lashon? The portion, the Lashon of Megillah is Mishleach Monos. Is to send, that's how the Art School would translate it, is to send Monos. Memela, then a diet from the Lashon, that a person, the Chatchela, should send that. They always say, right? Imagine Be'ez Hashem when you get married, and you want to send your wife a huge, beautiful box of chocolates, this wonderful thing. So what's better? You walk into the front door with it, or she gets a knock on the door from the delivery guy that delivers it to her. So about it, it's more Mukhashe when a person gets it from the delivery guy than he gets it from you. Why? Because you give it a Shlich, it's more Chashiv, it's more Chashiv. Eddie, take note of that one. The Maisa, let me get weiter. Is the Maisa Abadi Lechatchila?
You don't know me.
The Paiskim is Lechatchila. It's a Chumra. I'm sorry. It's a Chumra for a person to give. Shlachman is with a Shlia. But again, most Paiskim hold Nishkazoi. Most Paiskim hold that there's no Chiyah Bechlal for a person to give with a Shliach, as I passed in Reb Chaim Kanievsky, as I passed in the Eishel Avom of Bucha, the Salmas Chaim, the Chuvas Van Hoggis, that the Maes, the Briskerov Taka used to give without a Shliach, it wasn't Machma for the Shita, as the Maes, you don't have to be Machma for that, Lom again weiter. Now, says the Rambam, as Abadu, we know, and that's not Chashulchan, it's the same thing, how is, I mean, if you marry by Arizem Meshubach, the more shlachmonos, the nicer shlachmonos that you give is avada, how is it meshubach? But like we said last time, avada, you should give more matonis levyayinim than shlachmonos. Now an oni, as I pass in the halacha, that an oni, someone that's very, very poor, is still chayv at shlachmonos, like everybody else, no difference. Noshim, women, the Ramot tells us in Sivdalet, are chayv in shlachmonos. Now they could be yotze with the husband, because ishtay kegufoim, and maybe they yotze with the shlachmonos the husband gives, over the minig is the maisa that women attack her, machme, and they give their own shlachmonos. Now the going, by the way, the the going paskas dalocha that women of vade pot of shlachmonos. Why? State ishlewe eho. Ishlewe eho means man to his friend, not to a woman. And memela, that's why the going holds women are potter. But the minig in klali sol apidem mishnevur is that women do give shlachmonos lachumra even if they're married. Ketanim, we know that again once they reach the age of chinuch 7, 8, 9, whatever the depends on the child, is the mitzvah the yotza, the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, further, we know also the Shlach Kodesh tells us and brought down the Shari Tshuva is we cannot use mitzvah geld for shlachmonos. Shem Yachem, Rabbi said, we've only done one page. Okay, long again weiter. Now, what is the chiv of shlachmonos? So again, all from the Gemara Megillah, from the Shulchan Aruch and Tavis Ali Hey, is that one person has to give one person two monos. Two items, shalach monos, two monos, two portions. And that's the ma'aseh d'alocha. The ma'aseh is you've got to give one present of two items to one person. The shail is, what do you send? So avada, we know, says the Ma'aril, the Magen Avraham, the Chayodom, is that you've got to send something that's roi. It's got to be something that's roi, the hainu that's roi to eat right now, as it is, lechatchil, it's supposed to be cooked, and the ma'aseh, you give it to him, it's roi to eat. Now, if you give it to him frozen, there's a leket yosha that says, you know, yotze b'pashtus, nowadays, with all our heating apparatus and everything that we have, even if you give him a frozen piece of food, it's a value going to be yotze, and if you give him a not-cooked food, the chayu, according to most poskim, also going to be yotze, it's very easy for him to cook it. Now, Shteitu Edim Primigodim, the Orcha Shulchan brings it over there in Sifta Zvov, is the Maisa that you should give something covered according to the person you're giving it to. That means the more covered a person you're giving it to, the more covered the Shlachmanis. It doesn't pass to give, let's say, the Rosh Hashiva a wafer and an apple. It's Pashat Nishkovet. Again, it could be your Yaitza. But as covered the Bada, it's not. And Amela, the covered of the person that you're giving it to should equal the covered of the item that you're giving to him. Now, let's move on to Maisa. Now, Gabi, the actual monos. It has to be two different portions. You can't take a piece of chicken and cut it in half and say, here you go, two different portions of chicken. It's a gainish. It's got to be two different monos in Gansen. Now, the Maisa, our P Poshet Pshat, is you can give someone two wafers, two apples, two oranges, two candies, two drinks. Why? Because you're two separate monos. However, but this, by the way, before we get to the halacha, is a drink, by the way, very interesting, a drink, and this, obviously when I say drink, I mean a Coke, a Sprite, an orange juice, all these sorts of, you know, apple, all these things, avada, are considered to be monos, right? The Gemara Betzim, the Gemara Megillah tells us that, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Bichodesh, the Chayodim, the Kavachayim, that avada, a drink, is considered a mono. By the way, with Vayasha Paskin, that mineral water, or sparkling fizzy water is not a mona. You cannot give someone, I saw shachmonis that being advertised in certain magazines, and they're giving a bottle of mineral water.
Yeah,
it's poshut and a chanami, but you have to know, to go and buy a bottle of mineral water and a wafer is not yoitz, according to Rabbi Yashiv. Again, maybe others would be chaylik, but poshut is not considered a mona. A bottle of Coke or anything like that, a regular soft drink, is poshut, considered a mona. However, comes along the Oruch HaShulchan, Betim is medayit from a Rambam, and he begins to tell you, so if it's a modic Oruch HaShulchan, have a look at it, obviously, hey. He says, as right, could be company, you could say, like we said, that you can give two monies, two wafers, two apples, two oranges. Oba, it's got to be two different meaning, right? And that's the mice of the mistake that most of the belt makes, and that is two different brochas, right? It's got to have two different brochas. No such halacha, no such makar, leyadeh where it came from. Oba, al kolponim, it's got to be zukdor hashulchan. And after the oruch hashulchan, by the way, it's the ishul avon mibuchach and the mice of Yaakov Kavadetsky in Emes the Yaakov, Sitzeliezer, Mishleim Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, that about it, it's got to be two different meaning. You know, so if you give one piece of big slab of meat and cut it in half, you're not yaitza. Masha Engel, if you give two types of meat, or if you give two different types of flavored apples, or biscuits, or sweets, or wafers, and these sorts of things, and they're two different things, then Avada, you're going to be yaitza in Gansen. Okay? And that's the mice, so you've got to be very, very careful of that. Number one. Number two. How about lots of small things? For example, let's say a whole container of jelly beans. Whole container of jelly beans. Now, each jelly bean is not choshe b'fnei atzmai, but when you put it together with the ganze jar, then the is going to be yotze. So the mice said that you'll be yotze one min. So if you've got a whole bag of jelly beans, or a whole bag of, I don't know, let's say rice, let's say, all of these things are considered to be one min, even though it's lots of little particles put together, because each one by itself is not choshe, only together with everything else is considered to be one min. Now, the mice, I once sat with the Rizur Obach Barichas about Merodic Ashilas. I don't want to be Barichas on it, because we've got at least a half an hour more to go. And the mice of Brazil told me as follows. Very interesting. Very negaya. People like to send interesting, you know, you have to have a theme nowadays for Shlachmanis. You have to have a theme, otherwise, you know, everyone walks around, no, have you got your theme yet? You have to have a theme. Oh, Baruch Hashem, people are mad by mitzvahs, the Merodic Kazakh. Oba, one thing people like to give is a breakfast. What do you give for breakfast? So you give a little box of cornflakes, a bowl, a spoon, and a little jug of milk. And he thinks to himself, Gevaldik, I've got over here cereal, I've got over here milk, I'm sending you breakfast. Here's your shlachmonis. I discussed this with Rabbi Zur Orbach Shlita, and he said to me, "Avad is considered two minim. Ah, when you put it together, pastures you're eating out. Ikav atofa. We know the Shulchan Aruch confusion. We should base that tells us that the mice ikav atofa. I'm going to make one bracha according to Rabbi Moshe, and they're going to drink milk afterwards. That's a shaila brachas. Rabbi Zur Orbach told me poshut. That's considered two minim. Why? Because maybe this you have to eat them together. Maybe I want to have a cup of milk, and then I have to dry cornflakes afterwards on my way out. As a meila, he paskins that lochel maisa that similar milk is considered to be two minim. However, he told me that if you put them together, oh, you give someone a bowl of sitting yeshiva, for example, halacha lemaisa, by the way, you can take your portion of yeshiva food and you can give it to your roommate and you yotze shlachmanis. But if you give him a bowl of cereal, it depends on the person, depends on your roommate, obviously. Lemaisa, if you give someone a bowl of cereal, the hainu cornflakes with the milk inside it, then Avada, he told me, that's Avada considered what I meant. Who are then? A lot of people give, for example, sandwiches. For example, you give a roll, and you give, let's say, I don't know, tuna, or you give egg, or you give meat, all these sorts of things. As the Maestro of Brazil, all told me, posh, that's considered to be two minim. It's like, mecha, you have to eat them together. And even if you eat them together, we know the Kavachim tells us, same the Gemara over there, that you can have an egg together with fish, they used to put it together, Gansa Maestro over there, and Zavar is considered to be two minim. However, I think there are machmimim, by the way, in that. Abak oponim, Rebizul obakach, kabalti merevaisai, is it can be makel on that. However, one shayla we blibed Sorechim by Rebizul, as follows, mamish thing. Rebizul told me, what happens? You walk up to someone, let's say, an hour before Shkia. No, an hour, 2 hours even before Shkia. Right? And you walk up to him with two things, a piece of hard cheese and a piece of meat. Ah, now there's no way of him eating both of them on Purim. Lay down, I don't know if you have to eat both of them on Purim. Oh, but Lemaisa, he liked the Shaila, and we blind, so he can. Let me get better. Now, what if you give someone a Hechsha? What if you give him a Hechsha? No, hard cheese, it's before Shemua. What happens if you give someone a Hechsha that they don't eat? Now, you don't know, you buy yourself a nice Shlachmanis, so I don't know, whatever Hechsha it may be. You give it to him, and you chup, obviously, whatever, he didn't chup. Lemaisa, he does not eat the Hechsha. Lemaisa, Rabbi Yashav Tol says, Lemaisa, you can vada be yotza b'di eved, even if he doesn't eat it again, it'd be ma'abit reyes, it could be suda, lav dafka. And for who I did, for example, Shlomo Zalman once said that for a diet, for example, a guy that you eat, give someone sweets, that he's on a diet. He doesn't need sweets. Are you yotza? I'm not you yotza. Just because he decides not to eat it, as well. But again, so if you've got to get both of them, you try to get both of them lechatchila. So good, could be with the evidence you were yaitza. Let me go and bite her. So again, even if you give him something that he doesn't eat because he's on a diet, that's his problem, Shlomo Zalman says, and about it, we didn't even get out of Shlachmonis. We've got another 16 shayles. Let me go and bite her. Who should we give the Shlachmonis to? So, we know that what Hashulchan tells us, Tovich Tadi, hey, is the Maisa, if you give it to a child, you walk over to a child under bat mitzvah and you give him shlachmonis, lemaisa yoytza. Why? Because the cotton is considered to be ve'eyu. However, the kafachayim, for example, holds, you know yoytza when you give it to a child. It's got to be an adult. Okay, weiter. To the Rebbe. Ah, the Marsham, the Hedig Marsham, and that's Torah, when he talks about Purim, oh, you dig a Zachan over there. Rav Yashav, Rav Zil once told me that when Rav Yashav heard the Marsham's name, his eyes popped out. Mamas, the Marsham by him was Kudish HaKadoshim, by everyone. The Marsham writes over there in that's Torah, in Tavi Sarihei, he writes over there that if you give to your Rebbe, it's a big Shaila, because Mehechat is your Rebbe, is considered to be Re'eyu, or he's your friend. Zagainish, you're not allowed, looking your day, and Hilgos covered her Rebbe, is Kemamish, can I get a Shrin of Chule, of the Maisi, Paskins, of Bada, your Yoitza, and Faket, it's an extra mitzvah as well. If you give it to somebody that's machal Shabbos, you're not Yaitza. Why? Because someone that's machal Shabbos is not Re'eyu. And the made of Ramosha stomach paskas are not Yaitza. Let me go back to. We said the Chiddush from Ramosha. Machal Shabbos means machal Shabbos. What about Ramosha's Chiddush? Ramosha, we said this before, Ramosha is a tremendous Chiddush. Now, if you walk over to someone that you don't know Bechalal, you're not Yaitza Shlachmonis. Because at the end of the day, you didn't marabe Reyes. Who adin? Very, very important. Except Sofer. If the guy doesn't know who sent it, if you don't put a label with your name and he gets it, you're not Yaitza. Because what's going on over here? What did he get? He got some
You can't give to Bechal Shabbos?
Not that you can't. You're not Yaitza. That's all. Let me get Vaita. What about if he's not home? Again, it's Kedai Rabbi Say, always put your name on it, make sure he's home. Make sure, by the way, brother, if you give it to an adult of the house, you don't have to give it to the balabais of the house. You can walk in, and if the adult of the house, the wife, whatever's there, and you cover it for him, as a brother, you're going to be Yaitza. Now, what happens if you give it to someone that you don't like, for example? What happens if you mamish don't like the guy? So you're giving Shlachmonis why? To try and help out. So the Maisa, are you Yaitza in such a case? The Maisa, the Poskim of Moshe, for example, writes that that the Birk Yosef already says. Birk Yosef says that Lemaisa, the Ikka Mitzvah is Azoi. Why? Because you're Marbe Reyes, the guy you don't like, you're giving a Shlachmonis, you'd be Marbe Mitzvah, Azoi state in Birk Yosef. Rav Elazar, that sounds a Sophic. He tines it could be only B'dievad Yoyitza, because Lemaisa, that's not Re'eyu. Rav Chanka is, because I don't know what you're talking about, doesn't make any sense, because it's Asa to hate someone. The man is Asa to hate someone, there's a Bada, you're going to be Yoyitza. We have to go weiter. One Kli. A famous Ben Ishchai, famous Ben Ishchai, brought in Torah to Shema, and he writes over there, if you take, Rabbi said, this is Mamish Negea, you take two items, two pieces of food, you take a wafer and an apple, and you put them into a basket, or on a plate, Lemaisa, Zuk the Ben Ishchai, you're not Yotze, the Mitzvah Shlachmonis. Why? Because they're Mitzarev in one Kli, they got me Hilchas Chala in your day over there. Oba, he tells us that when you have in one Kli, it's considered one thing. So if you take two different things, or 64 different things, and you put them in one basket, you're not Yotze, the Mitzvah Shlachmonis, Zuk the Ben Ishchai. Zuk Ala Poiskim, your Kasha Eli. Who Zuk Ala Poiskim? Poshet. Ha! The Mimikal Kali Sol is Azoi. All the poiskim, Shevet Alevi, with Moshe, Jews, and Hoggins, and Sadiyaz, everybody is about the Chodok on this Ben Ishchai. We don't pass on the Chatchila, you can put it into one Kli without any Shaila whatsoever. The Chatchila, we mentioned the Chumah from Rabbi Yashav, and if it's Chumah, Mekadin L'Choyah, is that you should only give someone Shlachmonis on the same day that you're Yaitza. Don't give to someone in Bnei Brak of Yerushalayim and vice versa. Give to someone who's Chayav on the same day of Purim as you. Let me get invited. We push up tons and tons to do. Coffee, very interesting shayla if you yotze with coffee, but pashtas not, because you have to cook it, you have to mistarif it with other things, or with sugar, lemaisa, you are going to be yotze. Now, if you sent shlachmanis and got lost on the way, it could be, it's avadu, you're not yotze, that's another posh, the kapachayim says before shlachmanis, avadu, you say the shem yichud, like every other mitzvah. Now we're going back to with many, many more halachas, legabi hilchos purim. First of all, just Ramesh Bekitza, I think we have spoken about this before, is there is a minig of Heilige Klali Sol to dress up. It's like we know, as we're showing the Rabboni Shalom, that when we dress up, that's how we are betzem the whole year. The whole year we're dressed up in Averis and Yitzhoras. Comes Purim, we're Megala the Storin. We're Megala those things, that's really the Yeshadis. We'll speak it out in a minute, the Gabi Wine. Oh, but that's the Indian of dressing up, is to show that no, it's only a mask, our Averis. All our bad midas, it's just a mask. Oh, but betzem when somebody else, the Nichnas the Soid, as a Mela, that's the reason why a lot of people dress up. Now, Lalocha Lemaisa, without going into the Nyonim, we know this around more.
You said the reason we dress up again?
Again, there's many reasons, but one of the reasons is to show that the whole year it's a mask, and Lemaisa, we are concealed with our babies, and it's the Horus, comes along Purim with Megala, who we really want to be, right? That's always have to look at what the person dresses up as, because that's what he wants to be. Now, Lemaisa, the Ramo, Rabbi said, no, I'm sorry, have Rachmonis, we push and have to go weiter. Says the Ramo, top face, Halibov. There was a minig of people to dress up in the opposite gender. Yeah, switch it off. that people dressed up in the opposite gender, the Hainu, a male is a female, and vice versa. And again, it was the Simcha of Purim, the Ramah says, B'sei de Gomu. Yoiv ha-poiskim u'choylik on this b'charifas. And until let me give you the names of the Olim, the Mishnah, the Olim Shadow, is the Maisa, the Taz, the Bach, the Mishnah Brewer, the Uchah Shulchan, the Daki Tshuva, the Chochma Sodom, the Chidah, the Alki Yoisa, the Ravada, and Ravada Chas V'sholoy. Mr. Buhr says it. Chasm Sholem for a person to dress up as the opposite gender, avad and avad, it should not be done under any circumstances. Taz the Bach, the Mr. Buhr, is the Maisa. A Yid once came into a Bocher, came into a stipler's itself. And he came to the stipler, he had a wig on his head, and the stipler said, get it off. He says, Mamashle Yilbash, the Shalibadar Maisa, right? So the Maisa said, he said to him, yeah, but men nowadays wear wigs. He said, no, maybe don't be Moichik, it's only one baguette. Okay, it could be also the Shita Sabach over there in your day that we can't get into bed, some could involve. Oh, but the Maisa, La Locha, not Nageya. We don't dress up as the opposite men, Lamagain, Vaita.
Well,
okay.
What about women?
Same thing. Exactly the same thing. Again, the Chinuch says the Indian of dressing up as the opposite is not to act like a guy, not to look like a guy, not to get mingling with the different rites.
So you dress up your child as a little.
No, not if the Bar Chinuch is a Chinuch.
No question.
Let me get back to your boy, say. Push it, let me get back to. We can't take anything. We've got mamish loads more to do. Traveling on Purim. Traveling on Purim, again, is very, very hard. Mr. Brewer B'yuchad over here says, I have to give you Akdomi. Never normally does this in the middle of a simon. Normally does the beginning of the simon. But over here, it's extremely different. There's shittas in the poskim, there's Yerushalmi, and there's Tosfos, and there's a Chazan Ish. Mamish, it's unbelievable. I don't want to go through all the Gedorim, because that will take us at least 15 minutes to give you guys an introduction to what I'm going to say, the Halacha L'maisa. But I'm going to give you one Negeya Shaila that's probably Negeya to most people. I get this phone call every single year on the next day of Purim for people that got stuck over. They wanted to have to line the Megillah of the opposite day. So the Maaser will say one thing. First of all, you have to know there's a Mefurish Yerushalmi that seems to say that a person can have two Purims. He can have Yudal and the Tezvot. Who are them from Yerushalmi? A person can be Potter from all Purims. He can have nothing. Now again, this is a subject to a tremendous machlokes haposkim and Rishonim already. If a person is shayach to be Potter in Gansen, or if it's shayach to be Chayiv in two, or the Maaser Kapolim Poshem Shayin Yerushalmi. Now, the Maisa we learn, the Gemara Megillah tells us in New Testament Aleph, that Poros ben Yoiminik with Poros, or Mokav ben Yoiminik with Mukav, is the Maisa, wherever a person is normally on the day of Purim, that's what he's called, right? That's what he's going to be, the din that he's going to have. As the Maisa, first of all, Stamazon is Akdom, it's Kedai always never to travel. There's two times a year that everybody travels, or the worst possible times, that is Hanukkah and Purim. Bokshim, the Olam Hadith for me by Hanukkah already. Is the Maisa, this is the only time that's bad to travel, and it's the only time that everybody does travel. Lemaisa, that's how it works. Lemaisa, what's halacha as follows? The halacha is like this. Normally what's kevei is aloysa shachar. Wherever you are by aloysa shachar is the ikir kavua. There is a chazan ish that holds you by the tiris alayla. But again, I'm not going into the different afkaminas and what it is. La halacha lemaisa, if Ibn Yerushalayim, right? A ben village, a ben Yerushalayim, a ben Tesvov, goes to a Mokim Yudalit. For example, he goes to Bnei Brak, or he goes to Beit Shemesh on Yudalit, right? Even at Tchilas HaLaila, even if he was there from Shabbos, for example, and he stayed overnight by Shabbos, and he comes at Motzei Shabbos when it starts to be Purim, or Stamazoi, he goes on the day of Yud Gimel, and he's there by night, whatever it may be. If his kavana when he left is that I want to return back to Yerushalayim before Alois HaShachar, right, the Hainu that night, sometime 4 o'clock in the morning before Alois, is the Maisa, he's Vaday considered a Ben Tesvov, because his Kavoda when he left was to come back to Yerushalayim by Tesvov, by Yudalit, even by day. Now, the Maisa, what happens? This happens every year by me. People call me, they got stuck, they got drunk on Lel Yudalit in Beit Shemesh, wherever it may be, in Telstone, whatever. And the Maisa, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, it's Purim Mamash. And their intention is to come back to Yeshiva and hear Purim Tesvot. Is the Maisa, the Halacha is, if their intention was to come back by night, but they just got drunk or they just got delayed, which is Lashon HaChazal, is the Maisa, you can be Mekel, and they do not have a din of Yudalit, and they read like Tesvot. That's a double Posh. Again, there's many different Nafkuminas. It's Posh, not Negeir. Ask a personal Shaila when it comes to it. But that, I think, covers all the Shailas that most people have. They got me that Inyan, Lomagain Vaita. So that's Purim. Suda's Purim, as we know, the Amar Tovi Zadihei tells us, before a person has the Suda of Purim, it's Toiv to learn Ktsas. How do we know that? Like Yehudim Oysa Oira, Oira Zu Toira. As a Mela, and then it says Simcha, which is the Suda. As the Maisa, that's why the Furshu Amar, that Koidim the Suda, Rav Shlomo Zalman one time was about to start the Suda, he remembered the Amar, he opened up a Baba Kama. Toisvus, off we go. Is the Maisa Zuk the Ramah, before you start the Suda in the afternoon of Tezvav, is the Maisa you should learn a ketzas. Now, most people at Mishnah Berurah tells us in Tov Chof Tes is they start Hilchos Pesach because it's Shloshim Yom, Beit HaMachad, and maybe that's a good time to start Hilchos Pesach. Now, why don't we make a bracha on the Suda Zut LeBesoim? Is we don't make a bracha on Suda because it looks like we only make a bracha on something that looks like you're doing a mitzvah. Mashaik and a Suda? No, everybody eats a Suda at least twice a day. And Ramayla, it's not nikkah that you're doing a mitzvah. Lom again, Beiter. As we know that your rabbi, Mishnah Berurah already brings it, is a person should invite friends and invite family. It's a ganzer Suda with the oil. It's a very important right. Lekutei pichodesh to make candles. What is the suddus mitzvah? Mayudik. What is the zman? So I'll pick a ball. I have to tell you, Satan foolish in the Siddur Hashash, that the ikas zman of the suddus purim is straight after shachris. Obel alocha lemaisa we paskin like Shulchan Aruch, like Mishnah Berurah, and that is that the avada we make it after mincha. The person should have a mincha first, and then in the suddah afterwards, and be very makpid. That all the years Baruch Hashem be makpid on this Mishnah Berurah is to make sure that rove of your suddah is eaten before shkia. Right, it's very negate. You go to somebody's house, and by the time they wash and they eat, it's going to get shmat. But rove of your suddah, I'm very makpid on this, is to make sure that most of the main course is served by shkia in order to be yaitza lechatkela, having the suddah during the day. The stipler, by the way, was said, he used to have kavanah during the morning suddah and drink a little bit of wine to have really be yaitza over there. It could be yaitza there, shash, lay a day. But pi alocha, it's about to serve the man of suddah after mincha. Baita, ala nisim. Is the Meister Ramot tells us as follows: if a person, I've had to say, an anisim on Purim, if the Suda Purim continues until the night, which it normally does, by the time you're benching already, it's well after Rabbi Natam as well, is about to you still make an anisim because you bore Nimshach after Tchilas HaSuda. Now, what do you have to eat with the Suda? Is the Meister Avad and Avad the mitzvah lechatchila for a person to eat bread? Al pi the Rosh and the Meiri and Beta and the Ochashoko passing Zazoi, it's Ma'akiv. If you don't wash and eat bread for the Suda, you're not to this wonderful mitzvah. Now there is a Birkei Yosef in the Magen Avraham, which Shaul Tshuva already says, is the mitzvah they hold, but the effort, if you didn't eat bread, you are going to be yotze. What about meat? So the Rambam in Perek Beis and Megillah, and the Halacha Tzvav says that avad and avad is a mitzvah for a person to eat basa mamish. As they state in Chassam Sofer in Chulin Pei Beis, is the mitzvah you're meant to eat basa mamish, right? There's a state in Mufurish that an oval, even an oval, is allowed to eat meat for the Heilige Purim Suda. Now, the Leket Yosha brings down that chicken is not good enough. Right, chicken is not good enough. Oh, but the Meisah of Moshe Paskins that chicken is good enough for meat. But again, I'll Poshe Pshat, a person should try to be Machmet to have Bosa Behema. Women, Shevet Alevin Chelik Yud, as they pass with Moshe Shtomek, Moshe Mazman, Chelik Beis, is the women of Avada don't get drunk for a reason that we can't go into. The stipler always told his wife every year to drink a little bit of wine, the covered of the Yoim. Children of Avada's Poshet are part of form drinking, and of Avada we know that the Shaul Tshuva tells there's no Zechel Churban when it comes to the Suda of Purim. Now the Shlach Kodesh tells us a Moyudik Azach, so the Shlach Kodesh, a person should have Kavona on Heiliges Man of Purim as the Gemar Kabbalas HaTorah. It's Mamish because when Zoi state in the Gemara, Hodo Kiblu B'meach HaShveyosh. Mamish, a simcha like Simchas Torah, maybe even bigger than Simchas Torah of Purim. That's the simcha that we're meant to be having. Let me go back to Purim is a day, people don't know these halachas. Purim of a day is awesome by malacha. It's also gomel for us to do malacha, work on Purim. This is the minig lemais in most places, is we don't do work. I'm a mele, ain't a roi sim and bracha le'olam. Right? For example, only by day, by night, lemais there is a more makel for a person to do malacha. Right? If it's a tzorich Purim, then above you could be makel. For example, cutting your nails is also, a person should not cut his nails on Purim, unless it's Erev Shabbos, which you're not this year. Right? Writing, for example, you don't write stam on Purim, unless you're writing things for Shlach Bonus, or writing nice letters for people. The tzorich hayom is above you could be makel. The stam writing is mamash, it's a gomel. People don't know. Now we're going back to shaving and haircut should not be done lechatchila on Purim. Again, Purim day. Purim night you can be makeover, but Purim day should not start trimming and shaving and haircuts. Now we're going back to. We're getting now to the Ikke Mitzvah Hayom, I say. Oh, but the Maisa, this is what the Olim takes as the Ikke Mitzvah Hayom, and that is Chayiv Inish. The Maisa will start as Zoyim. First of all, what do you have to drink? So, Al Pi Poshet Pshat, and Rashi, the Maisa, you look in Megillah, Davzayin, on the basis, Poshet Azoy, Rashi says it, Kamat, Zicha, is that it has to be wine. In order to makam your mitzvah of Chayiv Inish, you should bedafka drink wine, and not vodka, and not whiskey. And that's the Maisa, the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rekeach, Shalim Jewish Service, Chuvin, Cheligimus, from Tok Tzad Yalef, Mikoy Kodesh, from Tzibesach Frank, and many other poskim, is like a trillion meant to have wine. However, the Moedikazach, the Yisovish Shoshva Abodin, Shar Yud Base, says, anything intoxicating. Well, he says that in Hebrew, I'm saying it in English. Avada, anything that gets is anything that gets a person drunk is lemaisa. You could be yotze the mitzvah. Azoy paskin Rav Moshe Zatzal, azoy mashmin orcha shulchan sivhei, and azoy paskin the stipla alacha alacha. Is anything? It doesn't have to be wine. It could be whiskey. It could be vodka. Anything. However, the stipla did say it's kedai to have a little bit of wine, because again, the Be'alacha tells us the ganze nes was done with a wine. If the ganze nes was done with a wine, we should try to have wine. Now, Rav Avdon Shevet Alevi is a shy. What happens if a person doesn't like wine? He probably doesn't like wine. Maybe he likes whiskey. Like you did, maybe he can have whiskey. Oh, but he doesn't like anything alcoholic. What do you do in such a case? So he says this way. If a person is having else health, that's like a high blood pressure, for example, or leinu. As the maestro sukshev the lady, he's a mother potter. Oh, but if he has it, because, I just don't like wine. So the maestro, a person should be dafka, lechatchila, have a little bit, as we know, yain yisamach, and therefore a person should be dafka, have wine, in order to be yotze lechatchila. But again, we must remember what the Ramah tells us. That we're going to get to in a moment. Let me just get a moment for that. Now there is a shaila stamazoy. When do you have to drink the wine to be yaitza? Right? Chayiv initially. Assuming when is this? So lemaisa, the lot of posts can hold. It's only bzman hasuda. Bzman hasuda. Once you start the suda, then you have a right and you can be yaitz the mitzvah of chayiv inish. However, a lot of posts can hold. No shaykh of the bzman hasuda. It's the ganze day, the whole day, as we're going to see beis hashem in a moment. Lemaisa, it came with noig the stipend to drink the whole day, and the divrei chayim and those nibru says as also is lemaisa the ganze day is roy for the mitzvah of chayiv inish. Now let's go now into the mitzvah be'etzim of chayiv inish. Right, the Olam doesn't mind a few more minutes. We have at least 10. Long again later. There's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara tells us over there, as we know, Chayiv Inish Lebusumi Bepuya Delo Yoda V'Chole. As we look the Gemara, straight after this Gemara, very interesting. Straight after this Gemara, the Gemara brings a story. And Ma'itika Ma'isa. What's the Ma'isa? As we know, Rabba and Reb Zeira were eating together the Heiliger Purim Suda, and we know that they became drunk. Rabba killed Reb Zeira. As always, the Gemara brings. Rabba killed Reb Zeira. The next morning, they woke up. He did Tchias HaMesim and Shalom Al Yisrael. Zuk the Gemara, Rabbi Say. Zuk the Gemara. Next year, Reb Zeira, they invited him to the Purim Suda. Reb Zeira said, "What are you, crazy? No way in a million years. I'm not going to Rabba's Purim party. Nisim don't happen every day. And maybe I'm not going to go." Now, there's a shadow of what's going on over here. The Marasha explains like this, very important. The Marasha explains, Stamazoi, that Rabbi didn't actually kill Reb Zeira. He gave him so much alcohol, he became unconscious. Okay, Sakona, whatever it may be. What I want to get to is as follows. What's the Maskonas HaGemara? Listen to this. Merdeka Maisa. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, since the Gemara brought this Maisa, this story, straight after the Gemara said Chayim Inish, what does it show us? We don't paskin like Rabba and the Mela. You're not Chayiv Inish anymore. Because the Gemara brings the Maisa to show how bad it is. How good the terrible Zachan that could come out. And the Mela, as we paskin Rabbeinu are fine, we don't paskin like Chayiv Inish in the Gemara, because the Gemara brings a story. Most Rishonim, for example, the Rif, the Rosh, and as we paskin the Tola Locha, is we paskin Adi Rabba. No. This, the Gemara brings the story to show us what? That you do it. We do paskin like the Gemara, and the Chayiv Chayiv Inish. As I paskin Rav Rishayin. And the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, paskin like that, as we know, is Chayiv Inish. And the Maisa, that's what we do. Now the Ramah, as we know, brings many other Rishayin. Rabbi Rambam Betzem is for a person to drink more than normal and go to sleep. We'll explain that in a moment. There's many different explanations. Now the Maisa, just Tamazoy, the Satmarov, I think we said this once before, the Satmarov, every single year, would mechadish 24 new pshotim in Chayiv Inish Lebesumi. Oba, he would say at the end, the Ikka is Pashup Shat. Now, I want to give the Olam very, very quickly approximately 10 different Pirushim in what Chayiv Inish means. And then we'll get to Halacha Lemaisa. Pirush number one, Be'etzem, is the Maral. The Maral says, Darki Moshe also means whatever. The Maral says that Oru Homon is 502, which is the same gematria as Baruch Matcha. Mimela, if a person drinks that much wine that he can't figure out the difference, he's out. Now, for some people, it's often half a cup, or maybe even not even a cup of chol, because they didn't even know how to work it out. Oh, but Parashat Peter Morel, that's a yotze. The Bach says, only if you confuse the order, the hand you say Baruch Matcha and then Aruch Haman, then you yotze. Toysus and Megillah, if you confuse the song Shishanas Yaakov, you yotze. Let me go back to number four. Rabbi Sol Salanta. What do you think? Rabbi Sol Salanta says like this. Betzim, it's a Sfas Emes also. So Rabbi Sol Salanta, Adul Lo Yada is not a Chiyav. It's a Patur. That means a person has to constantly drink the Gantz of Purim, until he reaches the level of Adrayada. It's not a chiyuv to get to there. It's a patur that once you got there, now you can stop. Also, the made up that, by the way, could be you should take yourself a low alcohol bottle of, you know, case of wine, and, you know, off you go from Shachos onwards. Let me go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Let me go back to, okay. The Rabbeinu Avigdor ala Torah. Rabbi said, no, I'm not sure. Rabbeinu Avigdor ala Torah, which is what?
So confusing.
Sorry? Toysus and Megillah.
No,
no, no, wait a few minutes.
Toysus
and Megillah says confusing the song Shoshanis Yaakov. Let me get back to what I say. Rabbeinu Avigdor. Rabbeinu Avigdor, by the way, is one of the Rishonim. He's one of the Rishonim. And he writes a Moyudikazach. You know what he says? He says the ganze purpose of a person to drink and get drunk on Purim is not for his own happiness. It's to make other people happy. And according to that, the mitzvah is to give other people suda, give them what to drink, entertain them, and the minute that, zuk des, one of the rishonim, that's the reason for the mitzvah. The Rambam says, and people get this confused, right? People get confused and they think, someone came over to me recently, asked me how to, his bar mitzvah bochur just got, you know, just got bar mitzvah, how to make a mitzvah. So he says to me, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll do like the Rambam. I'll give him, you know, a little sip of wine, send him to sleep for the afternoon. It doesn't work, right? Why doesn't it work? Because the Rambam, which says to do that, is based on a Rambam. Right, and the Rambam basically says, you look at the Rambam inside, it's even more geschmack. Oh, but the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that you drink, and machmas the drinking, you fall asleep. So if you want to be yaitzi, you've got to drink so much that can you fall asleep, machmas the drinking. That doesn't mean you fall asleep on your shtender, oh, but the Rambam. That's the mice how the Rambam shita is. Let me get back to the cold boy. The Kolba just says, Poshet, you drink more than you normally drink, and about the Yaitza. Now, Lemaisa, there's a Bach, there's a Chitot, there's many different versions that we don't want to get into right now. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says you should do like the Ramah, and that is drink more than normal and go to sleep, machmas. To drink, for a lot of people, it's very easy to do that. They drink a cup of alcohol, and then Poshet, the whole body feels drowsy, have a little rest, have a good sleep, and Lemaisa, you're going to be Yaitza. Lomagain, Vaita, please, because we've got a lot more to do. Rabbi Zalman was asked the following Shaila. A father told his son, I do not want you getting drunk. I know what happened last year, I know what happened the year before, I'm not interested. Don't get drunk. It's even from the Heilige Tata. Rav Zalman Paskins, Avad and Avad, you've got to listen to your father, and Mamele, you must not get drunk, you just remember Karim the Ramah. Drink more than you normally drink, go to sleep if you want, and Mamele, you yoked it that way. Long again, Beita. Davening when you're drunk. What's the halacha of davening when you're drunk? So we know, Chana, which was the mother of Shmuel, she went into the Beis HaMikdosh to daven for a child, and Eli HaKoyin thought that she was drunk, and the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that we learn from this Maisa that it's an issa for a person to daven when they are drunk. Now all the Mephoshim, the Pichodosh and others, they explain Pshat the Rambam that even if a person drinks a revis of wine, he's not be'etzem allowed to daven. Now the Halacha LeMaisa, let's go to Halacha LeMaisa. There's a Ramon and Simon Tzadik Tess. The Ramon and Simon Tzadik Tess, there's Mephoshim and Siv Gimel, that even if a person drinks a revis of wine, Ilachatchil is allowed to daven before the Rebbeinu Shalom. Over, if he's so drunk that he's Eina Efsha to daven lefnei HaMelech, also, even if you started, you must stop him from davening. Tosis in Erev in Samach Dalet says, Chayzer Mismala, we're going to daven all over again. Because his mammon doesn't help Bechla. Now, if a person mismariv, and that's a ganze chakira, I have a chakira that I gave last night, hold of in Shaila. If a person has to think when he's going to get drunk, then I might mismariv. Lemaisa will get to it. If a person missed mariv, so we know when you miss a davening, you can only do tashkulumim if it's an oinus. The Shaila is considered an oinus. The person can say, if you get drunk properly, commits of Takonis Chazal with the proper Kavonis Avada is the mice that's considered an oinus, and tomorrow morning you daven two shachrises. That's a double posh. Or if you started at a time where you could have daven Mara first, as a mice Avada, that could be considered to be amazing. There's no Tashlum. Now there's a Modiga going. The Mamish finishing soon. The Goin, listen to this Goin, Mamish Ali, you're going to enjoy this. The Goin says that the name Megillas Esther hints to the deeper meaning of Megillas Esther. Megillas Hester, which means to reveal that which is concealed. And he says that the ganzige side of the Megillah, as we know, is that everything is hidden. All the natural events that seem to be natural are not really natural. HaKadosh Baruch was there the whole time with a master plan, pulling all the strings of the puppets. And that's the Yisoid of Purim, to Megillah the Hester. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shlom's name is not mentioned in Megillah. Why? Because they have to know that in every single thing, the Rabbeinu Shlom was pulling the strings. Chazal tell us, Nichnas Yayin Yotzesoid, which means that wine brings out the inner of a person, that normally hidden. That's the reason people have a gishag. Somebody asked me from a different yeshiva, and I don't teach him, but he asked me, he's a shvacha bocha, he said to me like this, he said, how is it shaykh, we know the Gemara Pesachim, he said to me, the Gemara Pesachim said that one of the people that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hates is someone that gets drunk, and all of a sudden over here, betz nebe alocha, so shaykh and tofes, hey, how could shaykh of chazal to come up with a mitzvah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hates you when you get drunk? So the Maisa Peter going is to say like this, that's the reason why we drink Adelo Yada, because when we drink, we're revealing our real true self. And that is the yisod of the Megillah. That's the yisod of the ganze chagov, the ganze yontov of Purim, is to reveal that which is hidden. That's why we get dressed up. All the ganze yontov you see, mamish fits in beautiful. And that's when a person drinks Adelo Yada, he doesn't know, because that's when his real self come out. You go look at Tzvi Maya, right? By Purim, you see what goes on there. But he sees mamish, he's doing his shanas and spirits. It's moyedik. His ikka, you go there. By the way, it goes on to at least 3 o'clock in the morning. It's lemaisa. It's unbelievable. You know, mamish yotzusoy. His ikka's essence comes out. There's a ganze richodness. I want to go back to one last halacha. Damaging on Purim. What's the halacha with damaging? So we know the Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Mamhei Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Sukkot says at the end of Yom Tov of Sukkot, people would take a sregim and would eat them. As I state the Gemara. Why? It's a moedik asimcha. There's a machlokes showing him what's pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos learns the pshat is, even if you take other people's sregim and you damage their property, but you do it machmas the simcha of the yom, you're potter from pain. As I state in Tosfos, the Rosh is Cholik. Says the Rosh, no, they didn't take other people's Esroigim, they took their own Esroigim. And if they took their own Esroigim, that's the Maisa most Rishonim, the Rifosh, and others, they hold this way also. Now, the Ramah, Lalocha, the Maisa Pasan, like Tosfos, and he holds like this, that if a person damages Machmas, the Simcha of Purim, and he damages someone's property, he's Gantz and Potter. Not against this Cholukim over here, Ein Adayim, if it happens, the Maisa. Oba, again, Apida Ramah, your Potter. However, the Orach HaShulchan says no. Zug the Orach HaShulchan. No, because nowadays the simcha that we have is not the richtige simcha that Chazal meant. And again, this is brought down mefurish in the Be'alocha, the Chaya Odom, and other poiskim, Begopim, and Godim, that Abad and Abada, when Chazal told us, Chayiv Inish, and again, it's a moedika mitzvah that a person can be mamish, moedika haya dregas, that a person can then get to. Obi the Chaya Odom said, the Be'alocha says, that if you know that you will mezalzel, la filu echod, ma'a mitzvah, the Tanis Adayim, Be'uchazam Moses, ma'a, whatever it may be, be mezalzel, tamidei chachomim, other people, but not there's a vad in a vad that you should not drink. That's a double portion. They only matter the beautiful simcha shal mitzvah, not the simcha shal holy. So basically, we should use the day, like I said, from the Kavayosh and other svarim. The day of Purim is the most yom hakodesh ad mo'id. We don't realize it. We don't understand it. Whatever it may be, but one thing we do understand is as you state in the svarim, and we have to be ma'amin and the mele on Purim day. We should give a little bit of time for Torah at the Chasam Sofer said the ikar reason of 2 days, and if other person should give a little bit of tefillah. The Kaviyosh and the Rosh is Mamish Musugal, but Tfilas, that Mamish states in the Swarm that one of the showers of Shemayim are open and all the Tfilas go straight up to Kisei HaKovod. That normally on the regular days, but should eat extra for a thing to happen. A person should use the day of Purim for mitzvahs to be Isaac and Sochit mitzvahs, to be Isaac and Torah, to be Isaac and Simcha Shom mitzvah. And by Ezra Hashem, through this wonderful schus of a person being Isaac in such a gewaldige mitzvah, such a moedika madrega, we said the Maisa from one of the Rebbe, that a person can lift himself out from the tremendous thing. A person can be yitzah on Pomish Purim to be mamish unbepoil mamish Yeshua's that he has no idea. It can help his whole bainus man, it can change his entire life, all from a Purim. As long as we use it correctly, the Olam should have a Gevaldiger Purim. Yeah.